Fry-Bro Shacks, for so many of us, I guess they're synonymous with a family holiday on the coast, and probably, if you're of the right age, have fond memories of staying in one of them by the beach as a kid. They still exist, of course, Fry-Bro homes, but coastal development has engulfed many of them, and they've made way for brand new apartment blocks and fancy permanent housing. The changing nature of our coastline, and its architecture in particular, is the subject of a new exhibition that opened just on the weekend at the University of the Sunshine Coast Gallery. The exhibition's titled Fry-Bro Coast, and it explores the changes on the Sunshine Coast and the Gold Coast in Queensland. The curator of the exhibition is John Waldron. Hi, John.
Hello, Cameron.
What are you trying to show in this exhibition?
Well, Cameron, we were very keen to, you know, explore the heritage, our beach heritage, particularly post-war, but, you know, highlight the loss of the material, I guess, that particularly the built heritage along the coast, you know, that people so fondly remember and reminisce, you know, about a time that was much more relaxed, perhaps, and carefree. But, you know, as you were saying, with such a rapid development, particularly here on the Sunshine Coast and even more on the Gold Coast, a lot of that heritage has been lost. And with that, the context of so many, of our memories and experiences on the beach.
Okay, so this is the cost of the high-rise apartment blocks going up all up and down the coast. The exhibition, what's included in it?
Well, we're keen to explore it in many different ways, and so it is an exhibition full of visual art. There's also, you know, wonderful examples of historic photographs. There's oral histories captured through film. Ephemeral materials, you know, beautiful blueprints of Fry-Bro cottages, through to, you know, written postcards showing scenes of the Golden and Sunshine Coast and the like. So there's a real mix, but in that, many lovely layers of telling the story.
Mm. Is this transformation, is it something that you think is particular to Queensland, or is it something that's taken place nationally?
No, I'm sure nationally, but it, you know, it's the experience on the Sunshine Coast was one that we seem to be better placed to preserve our more regional heritage on the Sunshine Coast. So the hinterland areas, you know, there are examples of properties, buildings that have been state and locally listed, but due to the pressures of, you know, the value of the land and that, there are no examples, or very few, that even have got a local listing. So they're easily lost, and it was one of the prime purposes to sort of draw attention to that.
Mm, okay, I know that the exhibition does look at the coastal change quite broadly, but if we really talk about Fry-Bro Shacks for a moment, what is their history?
Well, they certainly, you know, go well back, way before you know, World War II, and many of their origins come from, you know, the simple camping styles of you know, people's getting away from on the Sunshine Coast, at least, say from Toowoomba and beyond, and people living in Brisbane coming up to the coast, and just finding a place to holiday, and so they would pitch their tents or bring up, you know, some sort of caravan-type structure. But that would lead to, you know, a more sort of permanent shed-like building that would grow and develop, perhaps with you know, the development of a family. But from that, you know, they were the origins of the Fry-Bro Beach Shacks, which had retained that, at least prior to the war. And then a bit after, they sort of sought to, you know, hold that very relaxed sort of feeling of style and design.
Your use of the word permanent's a loose one, though, isn't it? Surely they weren't designed to still be standing 80, 90 years later.
Well, yes, I guess, you know, there is a sense of, you know, the materials are very light, and I think that's done for a purpose. You know, I guess where we are taking with this exhibition, we're wanting to point out that, you know, that light footprint, as it were, or one that would better suited the place or the environment, was very suitable. And we, if anything, had lost some of that. But in the new work that architects are doing, particularly on the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast, you know, they're looking to capture that spirit and use materials much more wisely in the current, some of the current structures anyway.
John Waldron's the curator of Fibro Coast at the University of Sunshine Coast Art Gallery. It just opened on the weekend. Now, I believe Moffat Beach is one of the places that's being showcased in this exhibition, and the Sunshine Coast Council recently produced an oral history documentary of the memories people have of Moffat's. It's a film that's featured in your exhibition. Here's a taste of it.
That's right, I had the back room. My brother had the front room and Mum and Dad had the right-hand one, and I'd run into my brother's room every morning and look out Moffat to see what the surf was like, and of course if it was good, just run back out, grab my board and I'd be out there. So we enjoyed every minute of going surfing and enjoying the beach and what it supplied as friends. As they've got a saying, and I always say it because it's a great saying, only a surfer knows the feeling. And to surf and live in Caloundra was just fantastic. All walks of life.
I'd be very surprised with all of our friends, our childhood friends, if they haven't, as we have all gravitated back to water, mm. I would be surprised if they haven't all gravitated back to, if not Caloundra, some beach.
What very, very fond memories. Over a long, long period of time about this place.
The weather, the waves, the people, the friendships and the past. I'm a bit of a old school bloke, so, you know, I'm lucky to have fantastic memories of many, many years at Moffat Beach.
Mm. I guess you struggle to find too many Fibro shacks around Caloundra these days. We've actually got a couple of people with us who were featured in that documentary. Roger Todd is an architect and a current resident of Moffat's, and we've also got with us Lynn Wildman, who used to holiday at Moffat's as a kid. Welcome to you both. Lynn, your parents had a holiday house at Moffat's. What do you remember of those holidays as a child?
It was an idyllic childhood, Cameron. We holidayed there almost every school holiday from the time I can remember. Mum and Dad built the home in 1944. It was very basic, but all we needed for holidays. We spent very little time in the house. We'd wake up of a morning, have a very hurried breakfast, and it was down to the beach.
Off to the beach, yeah. So was it a quintessential Fibro shack?
It was a quintessential Fibro shack. Initially, I think just a main bedroom and kitchen. The provision was made to build in another bedroom, a dormitory-type bedroom. I ended up with four sisters, so we all crowded into that bedroom, but it didn't seem to be crowded. There was a long living area on the other side of the bedroom and a kitchen. And at a later stage, a veranda was built. It was very blunt originally, with sash windows along the front, but then with the advent of the veranda, we'd spend a lot of time out there when we weren't on the beach.
Is the house still there?
No. Norfolk's... Our house was just opposite the shops at Moffat Beach, and Norfolk's, a big development is there at the moment.
Okay, and you had a copper out the back, I hear.
We had a copper. That was for boiling, not so much the washing in those days. We had a ringer washing machine. It was for boiling the crabs, which we used to catch up along Braby Passage.
So that's how you'd spend your days, eh? Yeah. Down at the beach, catching crabs, and then back to the back to the house to boil them up in the copper.
Or fishing, or hiking.
So this is what I'm interested in, though, Lynn. Do you think that the Fibro Shack was actually a beautiful structure and something worth preserving, or is it just something that reminds you of a great time in your life?
It's something that reminds me of a great time in our life. I think it's impractical today to preserve a lot of the Fibro shacks. They're on prime real estate and people would just be rated out of the equation, I think.
Well, Roger Todd's with me as well, an architect and the owner of a fibro shack at Moffat's Beach, so I better watch what I say about fibros. Roger, thank you for joining the program.
Thanks, Cameron.
What drew you to Moffat's? Why did you decide to buy a house there?
Well, it was really accidental. I was looking for work at the time. My parents-in-law had a house at Moffat where we stayed, and I got a job in Caloundra, and then we bought a house 2 doors up from where we were staying. So that was the early 80s, and we've been there ever since.
Don't worry about it. And you're an architect. What is the actual architectural background or history of these fibro shacks?
Well, as John was saying, that they were virtually one step up from camping. That people came here camping, and then because they were doing it every year, the next step was to build a small structure. Moffat had been subdivided in the 1890s, which was another story, but not developed very much until post-Second World War. And so there was a great opportunity to buy a small block of land and build a fibro shack, and then you had a permanent place where you could leave all your stuff and just inhabit during holidays.
Okay, so initially built as really as a holiday home, but to live in one permanently, what's it like? There must be some disadvantages.
Oh, yes. They were small. They were built around holiday accommodation. Obviously, it's possible to extend places, make them more places of permanent residence, and I think that can be done without necessarily sacrificing the character elements of them.
Lynn, you these days, I believe you work in real estate around the area, so you rent out holiday houses. Do people come to you looking for fibro shacks in particular? Do they want to relive some of those holidays of days gone by?
I think it's an economic decision with a lot of people. The fibro shacks tend to be smaller, one bathroom, and quite frequently dog-friendly. And I think it's probably a decision based on the rental.
It's not a romantic, not based on romance.
Yes, we get a few of those, but not a great number today.
People, I guess many people would want more of the mod cons, eh?
Yes, yeah. including internet connections.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, really interesting exhibition. Thank you to you, Lynn, for sharing your thoughts with us today. Lynn Wildman, who used to holiday at Moffat's Beach and works in real estate around the area, or did for many years. Roger Todd, also thank you to you, who's an architect and the owner of a fibro shack at Moffat's, which is just near Caloundra on the Sunshine Coast. And John Waldron, all the best with the exhibition. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Cameron.
John's the curator of Fibro Coast. That's on at the University of the Sunshine Coast Art Gallery. We've had lots of feedback to yesterday's program on food security. Keep that feedback coming in on our Facebook page. We'll make sure we go through some of that later in the week. Stay on RN though. Now, got the news. That'll be followed by The World Today.